Episode 5, School Days. Oi, Virginia, put that sword down. It's not for playing with. Ooh. When my manager, Tony Tatin Jr., said he'd got me a gig as a children's entertainer, this isn't exactly what I had in mind. Chuffing supply teaching. Hey. Now, it's often said that your school days are more than likely the most miserable days of your life. Well, I say, oi, pal, not so fast. You try second house of a Friday night at a working men's club in Chapeltown. That'll learn you. Hey, they know how to recycle glass and no mistake. My own school days were a mixed bag, usually filled with the lead and slates that me dad had half-inched from the roof. Made things interesting come assembly, especially when it rained. We were the only school to have its own indoor lido and life belt stationed near the piano. Ooh, that piano nearly did for me. Twice. First time was when I was in the school nativity. There I stood, top of the class, on a makeshift stage made from gym benches, the collar of me choir boy outfit chafing like mad. Well, for the first and only time in my life, I reached a high note during Jerusalem, and I went arse over tip, rolled down the platform of benches, scattering choir boys, did a quick somersault past Mary and Joseph, and landed stage left with me head through the back of the upright piano. Once the clanging stopped, you could hear a pin drop. That's when I realised that the three wise men were hopelessly miscast. One of them threw up in the manger, t'other one cried and doused his frankincense, and the third king pissed himself and short-circuited the stage lights. Hapless Henry Hilton, the careers teacher, suggested I became a piano tuner when I left school. I can't recall what I suggested to Hapless Hilton, but it nearly got me expelled. Sport was very much one of my weak points at school. Old Wally Wilkinson was in charge of PE. He was a big fan of rugby. In fact, one of his favourite gags was to write down in school reports, "On the whole, Tommy excels at most sports, but when it comes to rugby, he must try harder." That gag was the only thing I ever learned from Wally Wilkinson. The rest of the time, he'd ignore me. Virginia, I told you to put that sword down. Hey, go and get some ice for Jonathan's hand. Go on.
School Days was written, edited, directed and produced by Richard Usher. Blog Off Ben Bernard is a Larynx production. Hee hee.